Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Senate Rules Committee will discuss the Electoral Count Act reform bill this afternoon in Washington, D.C. The bill would raise the threshold to at least one-fifth of the electors of both the House and the Senate. The change would reduce the likelihood of frivolous objections by ensuring that objections were broadly supported. Danish authorities on Monday asked ships to stay away from the island of Bornholm after a gas leak overnight from the defunct Russian-owned Nord Stream 2 pipeline drained into the Baltic Sea. The German government said it was in contact with Danish authorities and are working with local law enforcement to find out what happened. Denmark's energy ministry declined to comment. Hurricane Ian strengthened into a Category 3 storm with sustained winds of 115 miles an hour, making landfall over western Cuba Tuesday morning. Ian's outer rain bands are already reaching Florida's west coast, where it could hit as a Category 4 hurricane as early as Wednesday. Governor Ron DeSantis.
So expect heavy rains, strong winds, flash flooding, storm surge, and even isolated tornadoes. Things that you should be prepared with are things like food, water, batteries, medicine, fuel. Anticipate, particularly the closer you are to where the eye of the storm makes landfall, anticipate power outages.
Germany is calling out sabotage as the Nord Stream pipeline used to transport Russian gas to Europe has spilled into the Baltic Sea. A German security official says the evidence points to a violent act rather than a technical issue. Denmark is tightening security around the energy delivery system. President Putin on Monday granted Russian citizenship to former U.S. intelligence contractor Edward Snowden 9 years after he exposed the scale of spying by U.S. government officials. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The National Football League said Monday it decided to replace its annual Pro Bowl exhibition match between All-Stars with a week-long skills competition and a flag football game starting next year in Las Vegas, Nevada. NASA successfully crashed a spacecraft into an asteroid Monday, marking a win for the agency's plan when a devastating asteroid should ever threaten humanity. The 1,260-pound double asteroid redirection test spacecraft hit the rock at 14,000 miles an hour, about 7 million miles away from Earth. More data will continue to come through this week. As the midterm elections take place in the first week of November, Republicans believe this will be a referendum on President Biden's job as the commander-in-chief. The Senate race in Nevada between Democrat incumbent Catherine Cortez Masto and Adam Laxalt, the former Nevada Attorney General, is going to be a close one. Mr. Laxalt on Newsmax.
For a year now, we've been putting lead on target on our message, and here in Nevada, we are the top of all the bad lists. I mean, inflation is almost 16%, gas is still over $5, crime is up. We just had this huge fentanyl bust here in this state. Human trafficking is soaring.
The Dallas Cowboys beat rival New York Giants in last night's Monday Night Football game 23-16. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? What's going on? You better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. We've got Patrick Wood joining us now, the technocracy expert. He's here to break it all down for us. You know, you think of all the money and political power expended on the new Green Deal. You would think more everyday people would be convinced that, you know, climate change is as pernicious and dangerous as they profess. Patrick Wood, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Bill. Doing great. Thank you.
Okay, so what's going on? We've been indoctrinated for the last two decades all about this green energy, you know, even not even recently. Maybe if you really push the edges, you might get a third of the American people to go along with this just because they've been just so bombarded and indoctrinated into, you know, how important the Green Deal is. But as we are, you know, coming to that point, as Joe Biden continues to push this agenda and realize, you know, the little kids are coming out from the street and going, hey, I think the guy naked. You know,
really?
I think it's what it's coming down to, right?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, this whole narrative is not, it's not emanating from politicians like Joe Biden or AOC or anybody else, Senator Markey. This, this whole climate change, Green New Deal, green everything, greenwashing program, the whole narrative is being generated at a global level outside of the political system altogether. Most people have missed this, but the political systems of the world, including ours, with our administration, and unfortunately Republican administrations have been just as guilty of going along with this stuff. This is these people have become, our politicians have become the useful idiots for these technocrats that are operating on a global basis. And this is just totally missed by people, but every country in the world right now has the same problem that we have. It's the same narrative everywhere
exactly.
You look. And they're intent
right.
on conquering the entire planet. So, you know, yes, we have a problem in America. We should reject all this Green New Deal stuff for sure. But this delusion is powerful, very powerful.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as you said, they have nothing. For all the countries that have been following this, I mean, right now they're coming to the reality that there's nothing there. I mean, you can be thankful in one hand that Putin is who he is because he's exacerbated the reality of this, you know, green agenda with these European countries that have been beholden on him. Because here are all these countries that decided, okay, they're going to go along with what the World Economic Forum is presenting and that they're all going to be, you know, greenies, and the people are rioting in the street. You know, it is one big hot mess. And I don't know how here in America that empirical evidence can be ignored, Patrick.
It can't. And just like Germany has done an about-face on coal, for instance, refiring some of their coal plants anyway, and on nuclear energy as well, same thing is going to happen here eventually. We're going to come face-to-face with this reality that the world cannot possibly ever in a 10,000 years be fueled by these alternative energies, these windmills that tend to break and that are extremely expensive to put up. They're not reliable in terms of a continuous flow of energy. And solar panels in the same position. These dreamers that think that the world's energy can be supplied by these things is just absolutely insane. It never will work. California is going to come up against this really soon because they have just California Air Resources Board, called CARB for short, C-A-R-B, has voted to ban natural gas heaters and furnaces by 2030. They're going to have a complete ban on natural gas. California has a lot of natural gas, by the way, in the ground that it pumps and that has been used for decades. But now they're going to say, no, you have to use all electricity now, and we're going to do it all with this new alternative energy stuff. And then they have electric vehicles are consuming power off the grid. This will crush the electricity grid, absolutely crush it. There's not enough energy that will ever be able to fuel all these different things. And yet they just waltz, they just dance merrily on their way, and, oh, yes, it's going to be wonderful, you'll see. We're going to end up just like Germany eventually. We'll come to the realization, oh, hey, you know what, this doesn't work. We better do something else.
Right.
By then...
After all the billions of dollars that you've invested in this faux science and this experiment, which, it's easy to look at it right now to see, wait a minute, you're going down a dead-end road here. Take a look at the map. You already got the governor telling people with their electric cars. I mean, one minute he's saying, hey, you've got to go, you got to go out there and buy your electric car and everything. And then the next day he's telling you, well, but don't drive it so much because we've got to protect the grid right now. You may end up getting yourself stranded.
Yeah.
You're going to be halfway home and, you've run out of power.
Yes. Most people that have bought EVs like to charge them at night, overnight, when they're asleep. And, kind of makes some sense on the surface of it. Well, an authoritative study just came out that said that as far as the power grid is concerned, it's very dangerous for all these people to be plugged in at night, trying to charge their EVs overnight, because it lends to instability of the new smart grid that they've implemented. So, This is meeting up with gotchas. Just every time you turn around, there's a new gotcha. It's like, well, I bought this car for $70,000. I can't charge it in daytime because they say the air conditioners need the energy, not my car. And I can't charge it overnight because I'm going to harm the smart grid. So what do you do? Well, I guess you buy your own solar panels and put them up in your front yard.
Yeah, this is total madness. And then, of course, then you start counting the cost. And you saw that, Patrick, that the replacement cost of the battery is half the cost of the car again. I mean, it's not like you can go to Pep Boys and go, hey, I need a new battery here. It's going to cost you $30,000 for a replacement battery on your new EV car. And then, and hopefully by then Joe Biden still isn't president and he isn't handing out money to, offset some of that cost, because then just like with the, electric vehicles that, the government said, okay, we're going to give you up to $7,500. Well, guess what? Tesla and everybody said, okay, we're going to raise the price by what, about $6,200? So bye-bye to that incentive.
Yeah. This needs to stop. You have to tell people, look, gas-fired cars, gas-powered cars, gasoline-powered and diesel trucks are not going away. That's the bottom line. They can legislate it all they want. They're not going away. Otherwise, we will go back into the dark ages again. Goods won't move. Factories won't be built. and we'll be basically living on the land again. You know, so, and I don't think
we'll all go Amish. We'll just go Amish. That's what we're. We just get a buggy, we'll get a horse, and you know, this will be the new 21st century America that we'll be living in. Get ready. Patrick Wood is with us. Our conversation continues after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Back with you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Patrick Wood is our guest, the technocracy expert, breaking it all down for us. Patrick, just to kind of put a bow around what we were talking about earlier in terms of this new Green Deal, here this has been going on for decades, and you've been on many times to discuss this. You've been sounding the alarm that this is all part and and parcel of a grander manipulation and scare tactic that the technocrats have been trying to employ in order to take control of more than America, I mean the world at large. And what's happened is through this grand experiment and all these theories, it's all falling flat on its face. And as you mentioned, in Europe, they said, okay, enough of this stupidity. Let's get back to the basics and the natural resources that have been available to us all this time, right?
Yes, exactly. And, you know, there's so much intrigue going on in Europe right now with the energy thing. The whole energy crisis was started thanks to the war in Ukraine.
People
need to face that. Just say right on. This is what started the whole thing. This is what got, Putin all upset. Hey, I'm going to shut off all the gas to Europe. Well, how do you like that? Well, this is where it all started. And now it's degrading as we go along, because not only is there mass confusion on how to replace all the alternative energy they're relying on, but in the meantime, the fuel that's being transported, even within the confines of Europe, not Russia, the gas lines are being sabotaged. And there's a picture in the news today of one major pipeline called, I think it's Nord Stream 1, is ruptured in the ocean. It's laid inside, down at the bottom of the ocean. And the gas is coming up to the surface, bubbling up to the surface. It hasn't caught fire, fortunately. But it's bubbling up to the surface, making a huge, huge picture of what happens when the gas goes down. So they're in a world of hurt in Europe right now. They're very vulnerable all the way around. Whoever is behind the ruptures, and actually both pipelines were ruptured, whoever's behind that is clearly sabotaged. They're not saying who. Somebody's sabotaging them. They got down there and poked a hole in it, and boom. Now they're going to have even less natural gas than they had before.
Yeah, and a time when we've got a cruel winter to look forward to, and the cost of fuel already at in an incredible level, Patrick. I mean, as we've been sharing with this audience, more people die in cold than they do in heat. And even here in America, people are going to be making choices. I mean, with inflation, everything going on, they're going to be making some hard choices between, well, do I keep my house warm or do I eat? Because of the cost of living, the way it has gone up under the policies. And you can't escape this. I mean, these are clear policies that have been put in place by Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. I mean, they have really, in a sense, they've attacked the infrastructure, the real infrastructure of this country, which is the people and their ability, to pay for the goods and services that they need in order to exist.
Yes, I want to point out that one of our old arch nemesis is, as far as green stuff is concerned, John Podesta. He's the architect of everything green in America. Arguably, back in the Clinton administration, he's the guy that set all the policy that we have today, way back then. Well, John Podesta has been brought back into the Biden White House, and he now is in charge of all the money that's going to be spent on the green agenda that was authorized by the recent spending bill. John Podesta was a member of the Trilateral Commission, by the way. He's very influential, and he's the guy that brought this whole Green New Deal stuff to us in the first place, and now he's in charge of the money that's going to be spent to implement it. This is absolutely insane. Of course, remember, it was John Podesta, by the way, that also ran Hillary Clinton's campaign back in the last election cycle, or whatever it was, the last election cycle.
Exactly. And, well, the sad incestuous nature of the bureaucracy. I mean, it just keeps reproducing, all the ugly stuff. You go, wait a minute, this is the problem with power, is that people that are, that have such an insatiable appetite for power, they just never go away.
Yes, yeah. It's interesting. You mentioned the story about London banks are preparing for possible blackouts. This has never happened. We never saw this headline before, ever. And it's like they're finally, even the banks now, which kind of make everything run, they're saying, gee, what's going to happen if the power gets cut? And this is in particular in the city of London, which is the financial center of the entire planet. If we lose power, even if we have, let's say, diesel generators. Ooh, diesel generators, wonderful idea. where are you going to get the diesel? Because the diesel has been curtailed as well. So, oh, you say,
exactly.
Well, we use propane generators. Well, where are you going to get the propane? The gas lines are cut, and there's just none to go around. It's like very interesting situation developing here with critical infrastructure like banks. If they lose power, yeah, that's going to put the world back in the dark ages really fast.
Well, and the deal is that we're going to have to deal, even, you know, let's just say if Biden would change his mind and say, okay, we're going to reverse engineer everything, put everything back in line, this isn't going to happen overnight. I mean, no. He has put us so behind the eight ball here with his policies, and you can't blame, you know, some of these oil manufacturers and that to say, okay, fine, we trust you, let's go ahead and let's start dumping billions of, you know, R&D money and money from our war chest in order to go back online. This is going to take us it would take us a couple of years to get back up where we were at 2 years ago, Patrick, wouldn't it? At least.
Gosh, it would. It would. And Biden would have to get rid of two people, by the way. He'd have to get rid of John Podesta, and he'd have to get rid of his domestic policy advisor, Susan Rice. Both of them are members of the Trilateral Commission. Both of them are arch-globalists and have been for decades.
Yes.
He'll have to get rid of those people for sure. They'll fight him tooth and nail. They just as soon, you know, lock him in the Oval Office and use a hand puppet or a sock puppet to go on TV. But
yeah,
there would have to be huge house cleaning. And even if a Republican administration comes in the next 2 to 4 years, they're going to be facing the same issues, because these green people are embedded in government top to bottom. And getting it all out is going to just be, I can't imagine how big the task would be to rout it all out. And I have to say, too, over the decades, Republican administrations have been just as guilty of embracing these technocrats as have Democrats. So this is not really
exactly
a left-right Democrat-Republican issue. These technocrats operate anywhere they can get a foothold.
Exactly. Well, and maybe this might bring back the ideal of the American dream that would take it out of the realm of the political influence, being a Democrat or Republican. Is it good for America again? And this was, you know, I think, you know, we've gone full circle here, and for some people, it might be hard for them to realize that Donald Trump was the answer. Donald Trump was bringing everything back into in alignment with that which is positive for America and Americans.
Yeah.
And the Democrats and even, you know, people like these globalists like Liz Cheney, rhinos and that are more interested in a globalist mindset and agenda, that doesn't serve the American people well. And Donald Trump laid this out very distinctly. But, you know, we can be thankful to the technocrats of social media and the media industry that circle their wagons around Joe Biden and all this. I mean, they did quite the disservice to the American people. So, like you said, that whole realm and that authority structure and infrastructure of the deep state and those that have been around, these bureaucrats and that, they're all guilty of trying to kill the American dream. I don't know how else to put it, Patrick. 30
That's
seconds
right.
left. Go ahead.
Well, what people want to be safe, and they want to be secure in their own property and with their own families. They really just want autonomy. If the health of our people is good, Bill, the country will be good. Just that simple.
Exactly.
It's not make the country.
And we won't
good,
have to.
The people will be good.
Yeah.
The other way around.
Exactly. And we won't have to eat insects for food, right? Just saying.
That's right.
Patrick Wood, the technocratic expert.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Ian strengthened into a Category 3 storm with sustained winds of 115 miles an hour, making landfall over western Cuba Tuesday morning. Ian's outer rain bands have already reached Florida's west coast, where it could hit as a Category 4 hurricane as early as Wednesday. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
So expect heavy rains, strong winds, flash flooding, storm surge, and even isolated tornadoes. Things that, you should be prepared with are things like food, water, batteries, medicine, fuel. Anticipate, particularly the closer you are to where the eye of the storm makes landfall, anticipate power outages.
President Biden's student debt forgiveness will hit $400 billion. Applications to apply will be available in October. The mostly partisan January 6th committee is set to reconvene on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hey, we're back with you. Bill Martinez with you at 28 minutes before the top of the hour. My good friend Dan Perkins, who is on the west side of the state of Florida, and is hunkering down as Hurricane Ian is, it seems like, heading in his trajectory. So he's standing out on top of his house like Lieutenant Dan, yelling and screaming at the winds. But we'll bring him down here for just a moment so we can talk a little bit about what's happening in the real world, which isn't to say that hurricanes aren't real. Hey, Dan, how you doing, buddy?
They issued about 8 o'clock this morning an evacuation order for Sanibel. So as soon as we've packed the car, okay, as soon as we finish with you, we're going on to Fort Myers to a fairly secure facility. So we're keeping our fingers crossed.
Okay. All right. We'll be praying for you and the family as you get there. We're okay, you know, where we are right now. But, of course, hurricanes having a mind of their own, you never know. I mean, a couple hurricanes before, they were heading our way, and we thought, well, we'd head west and go up and, you know, at the top of the Gulf and stay with our good friend Carl Gallups. And, you know, the wife unit said, no, we don't think so. Let's just hunker down. We'll be okay here. And thank God the way it worked out, the hurricane decided to go up through Hurricane Alley, you know, and on the west side of the Gulf there. And, you know, we'd have been trapped. We had friends that were trapped for over a week because they escaped to the west thinking they'd be okay there. So, I'm not much into, you know, hurricane chasing these days. Maybe I'm just getting too old for it. But, you know, but like you, when, you know, you're told, hey, you got to evacuate. I mean, you can't be silly. You got to do what you have to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So how can
this is the deal. I keep telling. Well, we're going to talk about what you've been writing about, and that is that, you know, it's amazing how the government itself, Dan, in our lifetime, we were growing up, I mean, it was rare that you ever used the L word in talking about, you know, our leaders, that they would lie or anything like that, but now it's just like an everyday occurrence, and the word is so overused that it doesn't have the bite that it once had, and the shame that went along when, you know, people lied to their constituency. And now the terminology is that, okay, you just, you say whatever you want to say. There's no accountability. You can just flat out lie, and then you walk it back, right? And somehow that gives you plausible deniability or acceptance. I don't understand this, but this is their strategy.
You're speaking about the piece I wrote about lying as a strategy. I believe that's
exactly
true. I believe that if you think about on a historical basis, and history isn't necessarily what's going to happen today, but if a newspaper ran a story and it was wrong, they would print a retraction on it. They wouldn't print it on the front page where they ran the story, but they would, back and deep in the right. paper, they would put a corrections or amplifications, and they would change the story to reflect the reality of what happened. Today, we have people reporting stories that are not true, and when they're called out on it, they may or may recant it, but if they do, it's so far buried, the number of people who heard the original story diminished dramatically to the people who hear the retraction. So I think it's a strategy. Let me give you a very, very last Friday recent example of the president out and out lying. He told us at a meeting that there are many states where the price of gasoline is less than $3. There are no states where the average price of gasoline is less than $3. And the national average exactly. is $3.75. Now, when Peter Ducci went after the press secretary about the accuracy, she didn't really have anything to say about it. So he gets to say, look, we brought the price of gasoline down $1.30 to some places in this country less than $3. Put money in your pocket. Well, he absolutely lied about it. And as a result of that, there's a false impression about what he's doing for the country. So when the actual evidence comes out, and it's not done on ABC, CBS, or NBC, but it's done on Fox News, and they put up the national average based on AAA, which we can get our own on the website of AAA, mm-hmm. we find out that he wasn't right. telling the truth. But as you're pointing out, which I think is important, there's no accountability for false stories. And that's scary.
Well, exactly. Yeah. And the thing is that what we know and what we've learned, even as kids, Dan, is that all it takes is a little bit of lie, and it spoils everything. It spoils the political waters here in which we all, you know, bathe in, drink out of, and everything else. And it's like, okay, this little lie begets another lie begets another lie. I mean, this is the thing that was, you know, disturbing when Trump was president, because everything that Trump said was a lie, according to the media. But they never came back and retracted anything. You know, like, for example, when, you know, he told the world, I mean, told America that his offices were being, you know, were being bugged. Well, he used the wrong term. And so technically, because he used the wrong term, he didn't use the modern term of surveillance, that invalidated his statement. And he was a liar for that. When the fact of the matter was, is that he was more right and they were more wrong in this particular case in point. And just all the way through his presidency, time and again, this came up where the president was accused of being wrong and then he's right. Like, for example, he's in Russia and he was asked about the meeting with Putin. And he was attacked by the mainstream media and saying, wait a minute, you're not even believing the assessment of your national security team? And he didn't say anything, but it was clear that he didn't, that he was going to accept the evidence that he discerned with a face-to-face meeting with Putin at the time. And, of course, that exacerbated all the more the characterization that he was a Russian asset. Then we go fast forward. And we're talking about the Hunter Biden laptop, and this same security apparatchik, 51 of these people declared that Hunter Biden's laptop was nothing more than Russian disinformation. Now, these were the same people that were suggesting that Donald Trump was an asset and that, you know, that they should be, according to the mainstream media, that they should have the last say about anything that has to do with Russia. And it's clear that they didn't know what they were talking about because they couldn't identify the reality of Hunter Biden's laptop versus their perception of the interference in the Donald Trump election of 2016.
Right, right. It's interesting that the mainstream media doesn't demand any accountability on Democrats when they lie, mislead,
no.
or manipulate a situation, and so they let them get away with everything. You know, you talked about the 51 people when it was found out that the Hunter laptop was not Russian disintermediation, but was reality. None of the mainstream media went back to the 51 people and asked if they wanted to change their mind. Nobody bothered to ask the 51 people. And so it's a situation where we have a government that we can't trust. And I look at it from the standpoint. Let me give you another example, Bill. the Chairman Powell of the Federal Reserve raised interest rates for the third straight time, 0.75% last week. And in his message to the people, he said, we probably will have to go higher, unemployment will rise, and the GDP of the country for the 2023 is likely to be about 0.2%. Now, I study math. Math is my life. If the first and second quarter were negative, and now they're saying the third quarter is going to be negative, how in the world can the fourth quarter overcome everything to produce a positive return? You can't even believe the chairman of the Federal Reserve.
Right. Well, that's because, you see, the president gave us a new mathematic equation. I don't know if you caught that, but that is that it's measured by inches. So now it's just an inch, you know, so you've got to... You've got to reconfigure your equation here, Dan. And if you do, then it all makes sense somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm not sure in which world, and I'm not sure what the color of the sky is there where they live, but for them, that's reality.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156. 800-459-9156. 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't?
So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
It's just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dan Perkins continues with us, the nationally recognized policy and energy expert, author, columnist, syndicated radio host. Dan, we were talking off air about Kevin McCarthy's commitment to America, which, you know, resembles a bit of what Newt Gingrich did when, you know, the Republicans basically saved the presidency of one Bill Clinton.
Right. Right. I think that what McCarthy's done is good. But as I said to you, I'm going to be sending you a video that I produced, talking about that particular commitment. And I think it could be even more simple, that people in this country are concerned about inflation. They're concerned about their safety because of crime, and they're concerned about illegal immigration. It's you, your family, and your country. Those are the three things. You, your family, and your country. You, because inflation is eating away at your income, and you're spending more and more. I saw where the average household spending over $4,000 more because of inflation. Crime,
exactly.
You want to be safe. Mm-hmm. People are breaking into people's homes and not in the bad sections, but even in the better sections of a community. And lastly is the illegal immigration at the border. So I think if we even simplify it more with this video that I've done, we're going to hopefully have an opportunity to get people to begin to talk about the issues in very simple terms. Because I think that what's happened, Bill, is that there are so many issues that the American electorate is confused and frustrated and doesn't know where to focus. And what the commitment to America is an attempt to begin to drill down and focus on the important issues to the vast majority of American people. And so I think that if we focus on you, your family, and your country, those are things that everybody will be able to relate to. And I think if the Republicans simplify it, what we're dealing with here is you, your family, and your country. Those are very understandable things, and that's what the video is about.
Exactly. And as you say, Dan, very appropriately, it keeps us focused because the Democrats right now are so desperate. They've lost their message.
You know, and because here it is. I mean, it's been two miserable years. They get it, and so much so they don't even want to, you know, campaign alongside Joe Biden. He brings nothing, you know, to the messaging. He just reminds people of all the bad news, whether it's whatever we've had to deal with COVID, Afghanistan, open borders, the common sense issues, as you say, tabletop issues of, you know, what's happening, you know, with our, you know, with our economy, how everybody is suffering at the hands of, you know, a Democratic Party and the leader of the Democratic Party that wants to keep digging a hole and putting us deeper in debt. And, you know, meanwhile, inflation and recession is looming. There's a lot of pain here in River City, and this isn't going to be something that is going to be overcome in the short term. Because the things that we need to do, Joe Biden just flat out doesn't have the capacity. He doesn't have the tools in his tool chest, mentally or otherwise, Dan, to really go head to head with these problems. And this is a condition that's been clearly symptomatic and well established. You know, when you look at the Democratic Party and you look at their policies and what we went through with 8 years of Obama, I mean, it wasn't that long ago where we had to deal with the longest recession in the modern history of our economy and our country, all because, mm-hmm. you know, Barack Obama was insistent on employing these, these policies that were injurious, that did nothing whatsoever. And then he just laughed about it and goes, oh, I guess they just weren't shovel-ready jobs after all. Are you kidding me? After all the people that you put out of work and out of the suffering, and you just go happily, Mary Long, you get to build your library, you get to live in your nice fancy houses, and meanwhile, everyday Americans suffered because of your poor decisions and leadership as the President of the United States.
I absolutely totally agree with you, and I have said many times on many shows, Bill, I look at all the presidents that I've seen in my adult life. I have never seen America degrade so rapidly as it has under Joe Biden. And the reality, Bill, is it didn't have to happen.
Right.
It didn't have to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It started on the day he was inaugurated, when he decided
exactly.
to change the energy policy of this country. That was a crucial mistake that we're going to have to take a long time to recover from.
And people need to understand. See, Dan, you and I grew up with this because we've run businesses. We know how
mm-hmm.
things operate. And mm-hmm. management 1A is you don't fix anything that's not broken. When you take over the leadership of an organization, you are real careful about wholesale modification, unless you happen to be in the middle of a bankruptcy or something where you've got really, you know, the call. It's a different type of program. But if you've got something humming along, as we did, except for COVID, but even with COVID, it wasn't like Joe Biden was left with nothing. He was left with a vaccine. But the thing is, and this came up yesterday, Dan, in our conversation with another analyst, as I said, look at, you know, if Donald Trump was still president, do you think we'd have some other iteration? Would we have improvement on the vaccine along the way? Or would we be in the same, you know, box that Joe Biden has us in, and the iterations we get are boosters instead of some sense of refinement on the original vaccine? And I would contend that we'd be further down the road relevant to a vaccine that would really be more effective regarding COVID than we are right now, as opposed to, you know, kind of a reactive response, you know, to COVID, even though now he's declared this over. And I don't know, do you think that's a fair assessment, or am I being too?
No, no, you know? I think you're absolutely right. I mean, we can talk about what it would have been like, but we know what the policies were in the Trump administration, what he was doing, energy independence, free trade, mm-hmm. better trade deals. All of those things were positive for the economy, putting people back to work, bringing businesses back to the United States, and raising the prestige of our country. And I have grave concerns, Bill, is that people are going to go to the polls and they're going to revolt and they're going to throw out the Democrats in control of the House and possibly the Senate. But we still have a Democratic president, and as Obama said, I've got a pen and a phone, I'll do whatever I want to do.
Exactly.
We're not going to be able to change things as rapidly as we would like to with a Democratic president, and we've got two more years of a Democratic president before we can bring about change.
But, Dan, this is why this commitment to America that Kevin McCarthy has placed is so key, because they're going to need to drill down on this. They can't do everything that this commitment is calling for, but they can move the needle on, you know, some specific items there. And and I think, you know, they need to count their successes and be very judicious about it and do not spend a lot of political capital chasing, you know, some windmills like Don Quixote here. They need to make every one of their opportunities count for the American people. If they do that, then they'll be able to successfully navigate a run for the White House in 2024. But if they blow this and they just, you know, do what the Republican Party is known to do, and that is they, you know, they've had a hard time. Leadership has had a difficult time in corralling, you know, all the cats here. And they need to get the cats all on the same page to make sure that, you know, there's a greater plan here than their individual interests. And unfortunately, you know, the Republican Party, and it seems to be ferreting out some of these. At least they'll have one for sure, maybe two for sure, less rhino Republicans like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. But there's others that they need to vacate and keep them focused on accomplishing something that can carry the day and set them up for 2024. Do you think?
Absolutely. I totally agree. I think that it's going to be a hard battle. I mean, the other thing that that your listeners need to understand is that inflation at 8.5, and I think it's higher than that, quite honestly.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, without a doubt it is.
You're not going to turn that around overnight. It historically, in the past, when we've had periods of inflation, it takes years to reverse it. And so this is not going to – we can't change the House and the Senate, and also inflation is going to go back to 2%. That's not going to happen. And it's going to take time because we've got $31 trillion of debt that has to be worked at. In the news that just before I came on, they're talking about now the Congressional Budget Office saying that the student loan payment is going to be at least $400 billion.
Yeah. And notice they gradually increase it. I think before it's said and done, it's going to approximate a trillion, Dan. And this is what other analysts are suggesting as well. But, you know, to your point, just think about when Ronald Reagan took over after Jimmy Carter. How long did it take to overcome and get us back on track after all the miserable economic policies that the Carter administration had put us through? So you're right.
Absolutely.
It's going to take some patience. But the thing is, you know, just like, you know, Dick Morris said about Donald Trump, he did it once and he can do it again. And I believe that's the same case for the Republican Party. Dan Perkins has been with us.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination.